Stewart with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
First Timothy 4:1. It says, "Now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times some will turn away from the truth, from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons." Now, most people think what I'm talking about is foreign. What you mean, a doctrine of devils? What's a teaching of demons? There are lots of them in our world. Things, the way that people live their life, that's contrary to God's will, plan, and purpose. I'm going to say, on a morality point, there's a lot of doctrines of devils that have gained a foothold. I ain't going to teach on this here, but let me just tell you what a couple of them are. Homosexuality and lesbianism is a doctrine of devils. People will tell you that it's normal and that God created some men and women with those tendencies. That's a doctrine of demons. And they'll teach that now in grade school, in kindergarten. See, that doctrine, that teaching of demons have even gotten over into the public school system. Where they're giving little kids 5 and 6 years old about two daddies. Got them reading books of families that got two daddies in them. See, that's a doctrine of the devil. Okay? How did people fall for that? They gave heed to seducing spirits, deceiving spirits. They listened, they paid attention. How about this one? Same-sex marriage is honorable and approved by God. That's the doctrine of devils. I'm just giving you a few illustrations here. How about this one here? Life does not begin at conception. That it's okay to kill a baby in the womb. That's a doctrine of demons. All right, I know y'all. Y'all don't want to hear me tell you, but I'm just going to tell you, those are doctrines of devils. So I'll tell you another one that I'm going to talk to you about today, is that repentance is no longer part of the gospel. That's a doctrine of demons, that you can be saved without repentance. You know how many people today that call themselves saved and have never repented of their sins? They just added Jesus and nothing else changed. They added church attendance. They added giving tithes and offerings. They added singing in the choir, working on the usher board, serving as greeters. They added all this religious stuff, doing good works, community involvement, all of that, but they never repented of their sins. In other words, they still are living just like the day that Jesus found them. No change in their life at all. They just added religion. That's a doctrine of demons. You see, there's a spirit of error that has attached itself to many Christians that has damnable consequences, bad consequences. This religious spirit has succeeded in removing the message of repentance from the gospel by overemphasizing the message of God's love. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? People will overemphasize God's love, but they won't repent. And they'll say, "Well, God loves me and he loves everybody. I know God loves me. So God, if he loves me, then he must accept me." Y'all got it? How many of you heard people say that? "Well, you know, the Lord loved me. The Lord loved me. And, you know, we ain't got to follow that Bible. I just know, I feel in my heart, God just loved me. I know the Lord loved me. God just loved me. God loved me. God loved me. God loved me. God just loves me. I know the Lord loved me. I know the Lord loved me." And so they have mistaken God's love for God's acceptance. and they are not the same. Now, are they right in saying that God loves them? Absolutely. Listen, God loved us while we were still sinners. So he loves everybody. John 3:16 says what? For God so loved who? The world. Everybody. So God does love everybody, but he did something. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Why? That whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have what? Everlasting life, eternal life. So God loves us, and he did something about the spiritual condition that we were in. He gave Jesus to save us and to deliver us from our sin. Amen? Glory to God. Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Amen? I just want to tell you that because you're going to hear this more and more, people that don't want to change, that have lust in their heart that is forbidden by Scripture, will hold up the love of God and say, I don't have to change because I know God loves me. I don't have to change. God loves me. God loves me just like I am. God does love you like you are, but God loves you too much to leave you like you are. If you're bound by sin, you can love somebody and they still be bound. God loves us too much to leave us in bondage. That's why he gave Jesus. You know, he loved us before he sent Jesus, didn't he? So if all I needed was the love of God, I'd have that without Jesus. Right? He loved me before Jesus came. He loved the world before he ever gave his son. He didn't start loving the world when he gave Jesus. He gave Jesus because he already loved the world. So if all I needed was the love of God, then I'd already have that. Romans 5:8 says, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The word commended means that he showed, demonstrated, and proved his love. God showed his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It is a fact that God loves everyone at all times. You see, there's no darkness in him at all. There's no hatred in his heart for any human being. God is pure love. I mean, you know the Bible says God is love. That means he doesn't hate any human being. If you sin, that don't mean God hates you. God loved you while you were yet sinners. While we were yet sinners, God loved us. So God loves us unconditionally. We will always have the love of God. The fact that God loves us while we were still sinners shows us that his love is unconditional, but his acceptance and his approval are not. Now listen to this. If we want God's approval, listen to this. Having God's love does not mean that you have his approval or his acceptance. How many of you know I love my children? I'll never stop loving them. Never. But I may not always approve of what they do. See, my love don't mean I approve. Well, you do whatever you want to do because I love you. No, my love for them causes me to give them restraint. Don't do this. It's going to hurt yourself. Boy, don't play in the road. You can get hit by a car out here. You're playing around. Somebody get careless. You can tell Treasure, don't jump off things. We watched a video the other night. That girl was walking the beam out there on that swing set out there. I said, we should have put her in gymnastics. We missed it. We missed the will of God with Treasure. I couldn't believe what that girl was doing. She walked from one side to the other. So I love my children, but that does not mean that I always approve of what they do. Amen? So my love is unconditional. We were watching a video of Gabriel and Treasure the other night, and Cece made a comment. She said, Greg, you know, they were so sweet when they were little, and they still are, but you know when they're children. You know what I'm talking about. Still got the baby fat on them. You know what I'm talking about? You know when they look in your eyes and you was their whole world. You know, I mean, they just looking right into your face, always pulling on you and hanging on you. She said, Greg, she said, I would give anything just for one day with them while they was little. Just one moment with them while they were that age. And I sat there and I said, yeah. I said, it would be good to hold that little fella I'm watching in the video. I said, but CeCe, one thing about it, we couldn't love them no more than we loved them. We might be able to go back if we could. I said, but we couldn't love them anymore. We couldn't love them no more than what we loved them. We gave them all the love we had. Couldn't love them no more. You see, that's the way the Father God is. He's full of love and compassion for all people. But God loves us enough not to leave us like he found us. Amen. That's the reason why he sent Jesus. You see, our approval or acceptance by God is based on our union, our relationship with Jesus Christ. It's because of what he did. I am accepted by God because of my relationship with Jesus. That is the only thing that makes me acceptable to God. And if I try to make myself acceptable to God without Christ, then I'm going to fail miserably. Because without Christ, I am still a sinner who cannot have fellowship with God. I mean, you know, God is holy. Jesus had to come and do something for us so that we could have fellowship with God. He became sin for us so we could be made right in the eyes of God, so we could be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So my acceptance by God is based on my relationship with Jesus.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'd like to tell you about my book titled, Jesus Did It For You. I'm excited about this book because it focuses on the cross of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. Everything Jesus did, he did for our benefit. So many have only a limited knowledge of what belongs to them because of the price Jesus paid for our redemption. He became sin so we could be made righteous. He became poor so we could be made rich. He was beaten so we could be healed and walk in health. He carried our sorrows so we could have fullness of joy. This is just a glimpse of what you'll find in Jesus Did It For You. I also share what's included in your heavenly benefits package and give practical insight on how to receive, apply, and enjoy the inheritance God has freely given you. You can receive your copy of Jesus Did It For You for only $11.95 at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, TheWordCC.com, or you can call 318-442-8100. The book is also available in hardcover and Kindle versions.